more than 15,000 costumed interpreters and reenactors roam the streets of Colonial Williamsburg every day. They give tours, answer questions, and discuss topics as varied as wig making or 18th century manners.
The cause of American liberty, many more victories!
Bill Rose is a character interpreter. He portrays a man who lived during the Revolutionary War.
If you have a good interpreter, you don't have to change the facts of the history. They can make those facts palatable and enjoyable to a modern audience and help draw those connections. And I think that's the best thing in the world.
The actors dress and talk and work as if they lived in colonial times. Some portray multiple characters, while others reenact one specific role. For most, reenactment is their full-time job and career. Jim Sutphin is Williamsburg's Director of Historic Programs.
It's their job, but it's also their passion to come and dress up in funny clothes, in 18th century clothes, and interpret history for our guests.
Before they start portraying an 18th century character, the actors attend history classes, costume fittings, and rehearsals. Hope Smith interprets a slave woman. Half of Williamsburg's 18th century population were slaves of African origin, since slavery had not yet been abolished.
Doing what I do puts a human face on what was going on. You're able to see the Revolutionary War through the eyes of, you know, the specific character that I'm doing. You're able to connect, you know, what happened to an individual through their eyes, so it's not just these big events.
Along with the character interpreters, Williamsburg is home to several shops where reenactors demonstrate 18th century skills, like blacksmithing, carpentry, or sewing. Matthew Oketso studies blacksmithing in college and interns in Williamsburg.
People have a lot of preconceived notions about blacksmiths. And it's interesting to see people come in with what they know and tell them, oh, this is what we actually do, and just see how surprised they are when they realize what was going on.
The blacksmith shop provides tools for the other shops and maintains the historic area and buildings. The reenactor's main goal is to preserve this trade for future generations of Americans. Matthew says he is happy to help carry on a tradition that goes back thousands of years.
Today, people go to jobs that they hate in offices, and, you know, they just loathe being there. But every day in a blacksmith shop, it's really engaging, fascinating, satisfying work to do.
Tourists can see the reenactors and interpreters at Colonial Williamsburg year-round, rain or shine. Besides being novel and interesting, the actors give color and meaning to a place steeped in history and the origins of American democracy. For producer Anna Ward, Amy Katz, VOA News.